You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, welcome back to the Simple Truth, and we're going to continue on with the Sabbath series. I hope you guys are enjoying it. I'm going to look at some of the controversy of the Sabbath in the New Testament, and people wrongly think that Jesus violated the Sabbath, did away with the Sabbath, didn't keep the Sabbath correctly, or changed it somehow. There was a sore point. There was a dispute in the New Testament between Jesus and the Pharisees. But the issue wasn't on which day the Sabbath was, you know, Saturday, sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. Both sides knew when the Sabbath began and when it ended. But the issue was over rules on how to keep the Sabbath. Let me explain something quickly to you. The Jews do something they call putting fences around the law. Let me give you an example. Let's say that Dad makes a rule. There's a wood-burning stove in the kitchen, and Mom cooks on it. And so Dad makes a rule, says, do not touch the stove, because he doesn't want any of the kids to touch it and get burnt. So he says, that's a good rule. Well, that's what God did. He made some rules about the Sabbath, and they were good, and it was for our protection and for our benefit. But in this instance, Mom looks at that, and she says, well, the kids aren't going to understand this. Do not touch the stove. So she makes a rule. She says, you can't even come into the kitchen. And that, and her thinking for doing that is, if they can't come into the kitchen, then they won't get near the stove. If they don't get near the stove, then they won't touch it and get burnt. And she thinks it's a good rule. So all of the kids say, oh, we can't go into the kitchen. The underlying reason is Dad says, don't touch the stove and get burnt. Well, see, with Adam and Eve, this happened. God said, see this tree here? You cannot, of every other tree in the garden, you could eat the food. But this tree, you can't eat it. Now, if we go back in Genesis and look, what did Eve say about it? When Satan is trying to deceive her, she said, oh, God said, I can't touch it. No, that's not what he said, but she added this fence around it, but she didn't obey her own fence. So this is what the scribes and the Pharisees did with the Sabbath. They added additional rules to the commandment to keep the Sabbath holy and to rest. And so Jesus said, well, this is nonsense. You know, these are man-made rules. This isn't what God said. But anyhow, they would lay heavy burdens on it. Like Orthodox Jews today. I've been to New York City, been to Crown Heights, where really a lot of the Orthodox, the Lubavitchers Jews and that live. If there's, you'll see this quite often in New York, if there's a Jewish building, because they tend to live in communities, they'll set the elevators to automatically stop at each floor. The thinking behind that is, well, you don't even have to press the button to operate the elevator. They make all kinds of man-made rules, and this is what the contention was over with Jesus. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.